It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, it is 35 degrees.
The vaccines. Hope on the horizon.
COVID cases continue to drop in Utah as the state gets ready to vaccinate another group of eligible people in less than a week.
Yes, we absolutely do anticipate a much larger number.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage, Hope on the Horizon. Mary?
Amanda, health departments are gearing up for next Monday, March 1st, when they can open appointments for those Utahns that are 18 and older with certain medical conditions like heart disease, severe obesity, diabetes, and cancer. The Salt Lake and Utah County health departments told KSL-TV that they do expect a larger demand.
Let's let them have their chance. Let's do the right thing. We are asking people truly to go on the honor system here and to think of others as well.
So they won't require a doctor's note to prove those conditions. Cases of COVID-19 in Utah are at the lowest daily count since September 8th, and more than 611,000 vaccine doses have now been administered. I'm Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A new bill would stop government agencies from requiring state employees to receive a COVID-19 vaccination in order to keep working. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik continues our team coverage. Hope on the horizon. John?
Yeah, Tim, the House voted 66-2 to approve Representative Robert Spendlove's bill, which now goes to the Senate for consideration. He says it's fine to still encourage people to get vaccinated, but it's not okay to send out a mandate from the government.
One of the things that we want to be really careful about is a vaccine that has emergency authorization from the FDA. Usually a vaccine takes 4 years to develop.
The bill would ban mandates from all branches of government, so that also includes cities and counties. The big exceptions are that it would not apply to health workers who need the vaccine to work, and it would also not step into the realm of the private sector. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The state of Utah is now using a smartphone system to help track COVID-19 exposures. George McEwen with the Department of Health says the system helps keep track of people you are in close contact with, but does not track your movement using GPS.
Basically, your phone turns on its Bluetooth, and think of it like a digital raffle where you have half of a ticket and you hand out this other digital half. Anyone that you come in contact with, who's within 6 feet of you for more than 15 minutes, and then you'll exchange these keys.
If someone you've been in close contact with tests positive for coronavirus, you get a notification about your potential exposure. This system has been up and running in several other states for months.
The CDC says teachers appear to be causing more COVID-19 transmission in elementary schools than students. The new study looked at clusters of cases in some Atlanta schools. It showed probable teacher-to-student transmission and definite teacher-to-teacher infections because of their in-person meetings or lunches together.
Police are cautioning parents about men targeting young teens during online schooling.
A warning to parents with kids at home learning remotely after two girls were abducted by men they had met online. The first in North Carolina, involving a 14-year-old. Police say 38-year-old William Ice abducted the teen, taking her 700 miles to Arkansas before authorities finally caught up with him over the weekend. When confronted by police, they say Ice opened fire before turning the gun on himself. The teen was not harmed. Meanwhile, northeast of Orlando, Florida, a deputy is being hailed a hero after rescuing a 13-year-old, tracking her down at a motel. When the deputy arrived, the teenager ran into his arms, giving him a hug.
ABC's Megan Trevisian reporting.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Congress is set to hear from former security officials about what went wrong at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. That's when a mob breached the Capitol and interrupted the counting of electoral votes. Three of the four people testifying today resigned immediately after the attack, including the former head of the Capitol Police.
A key piece of that United Airlines Boeing 777 that had its engine explode over the weekend, raining debris onto a Colorado neighborhood, has been flown to a lab for analysis today. ABC's Alex Stone has the details.
At a lab owned by engine maker Pratt & Whitney, today part of the Boeing 777's engine fan blade that ripped off will be inspected. NTSB Chairman Robert Sumwalt says they can already see what likely happened.
A preliminary on-scene exam indicates damage consistent with mental fatigue.
After similar incidents in recent years on other older Boeing 777s, there are concerns that metal fatigue in the engine fan blades might be an issue of concern. Alex Stone, EBC News.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.